Good morning. Let us open our Bible. We read from the book of Acts chapter 9. Verse 19b till 31. The book of Acts chapter 9, 19b till 31. Now for several days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." All those hearing him continued to be amazed and were saying, "Is it not he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who call on his name, and who had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief of priests?" But Saul kept increasing in strength and confounding the Jews who live at Damascus by proving that this Jesus is the Christ. When many days have elapsed, the Jews plot together to do away with him. But their plot became known to Saul. They were also watching the gates day and night to do that they might put him to die. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket. When he came to Jerusalem, he was trying to associate with the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took hold of him and brought him to the apostle and described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had talked to him, and how at Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. And he was with them, moving about freely in Jerusalem, speaking out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he was talking and arguing with Hellenic Jews, but they were attempting to put him to die. But when the brethren learned of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus. So the church, truly all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, enjoyed peace, being built up and going in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It continued to increase. Let's pray. Father Lord Jesus, we pray that this morning You give us a new inspiration about church growth, so that we as a part of the church can learn how to make our church grow, and then your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, by reading this passage, I want to tell you how we as a church member can be part of church growth, especially in Solomon Porch. Of course, there are so many theory about church growth. Sometimes I see that the church growth, not real growth. I mean, not real growth means people from other country came to one place, so they gathered together. So this is migration growth, not really real growth. I mean, for example, people from Australia, from United States, and then from Korea came to Hong Kong, and then they gathered together in Solomon Porch, and then they have worship together. It's look that the church member is a lot, but this is not real growth, because real growth not because of migration. Real growth is something came out from the church itself. So I really want we aware that our church growth because of natural growth. Classical growth, I mean growth because the member go out and bring new member come, and a new believer raised up from that church. That's why I put these verses this morning. We see there are three persons that we need to learn. First person is Paul. Who is Paul? We can see the story of Saul at the beginning of chapter 9. He was a persecution people. And then after that, he met Jesus. After he met Jesus, that something changed in his life. The Bible told us in verse 20, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, saying he is the Son of God. Brothers and sisters, we need to learn from Paul. Paul is new believer, but he is able to preach and say that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, so many people in the church, when they find other people, they do not focus in this word. Of course, brothers and sisters, to say some prophetic work is good. Prophetic is for edifying other people. But we as church member need to proclaim that Jesus is Son of God. We need to proclaim this word to other people. Otherwise, we cannot get new people. If we proclaim this, that means we share the gospel. When we share the gospel, repentance happens. When repentance happens, new people can come to the church. What I mean is we need to upgrade ourselves as a church member. Always try and learn how to proclaim the word of Christ. How to proclaim that Jesus is Son of God. I learned from Paul. He just believed Jesus Christ. And then after that, he can proclaim that Jesus is Son of God. That's number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, we learn from disciple. Let's see verse 24 and 25. But their plot became known to Saul. They were also watching the gates day and night so that they might put them to death. But his disciple took him by night and let him down through opening in the wall, lowering him in the large of basket. We learn from disciple. It's very interesting if we read the book of Acts. Every believer called disciple. They do not just say believer, but they said disciple. That means every believer must be disciple of Christ. Disciple means the person who follow from the back. So when Jesus walked, disciple at the back. So the disciple means what Jesus done, that also the disciple must done. That's why in the book of Acts, the disciple called a Christian. Christian means a little Christ. Little Christ, because people said that you like Christ. That's why we call you a little Christ. So the disciple is a model of our church. I mean, every believer must be a disciple. Many people want to believe Jesus Christ, but who want to be a disciple? When we see in the church, if we make retreat, for example, there are 300 people can come. But when we make disciple class, so only 10 or 20% people want to join. When we talk, why you cannot go and then take a disciple class? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy, blah, 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 blah. The reason because they don't want to learn something. The reason because they don't want to spend time to be a disciple of Christ. Brothers and sisters, I asked Jesus, why I haven't reached 100% joined together, worship at Phoebe. And then always God remind me, Selamat, I call you not to make more people come to the church, but I call you to make many disciples. Many disciples. So if the church full of disciples, then I believe the church can grow. Amen, brothers and sisters? The church needs full of disciples. You and me must be a disciple. If you and me not a disciple, you cannot give a contribution for the church. You cannot make the church grow. Because there are different between believer and disciple. I can say that believer is the first step of Christian. So I can say a baby. But the disciple is a person who grows and they can do something for the church. That's why every believer in the book of Acts look right as a disciple. So, in this case, when we learn about the disciple know that something bad will happen to Saul because the Jews plot to kill Saul. You see, when the disciple know about this, the disciple not left him. But the Bible told us the disciple keep watching how to help Paul. That's why in verse 25, the disciple took him night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in large basket. It is not easy, brothers and sisters. The disciple need to keep watching. Oh, it's safe now. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then from the high wall, they're lowering Paul using big basket. They're there to sacrifice themselves if the Jew caught them. But they don't care. Why they don't care? Because they are not first class of believer. They are disciple, brothers and sisters. If believer, when something bad happened, then they said, okay, I go first, bye-bye. But disciple not like that. The disciple is the person who are stay together when the church have problem. That's I see from this book. So we need to be a disciple, not only a believer. That's second part. The third part, I learned from the person who called Barnabas. Let's see verse 27. The book of Acts chapter 9, verse 27. But Barnabas took hold of him and brought him to the apostle and described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had talked to him and how at Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, today we need people like Barnabas. Yeah? People like Barnabas. How can I describe people like Barnabas? People like Barnabas like a sweeter for me this morning. I wake up this morning, had it, and feel cold. I was sick, but now I feel that the power of God come to me. No more fever, no more headache. Yeah? I wear this sweater. So this sweater make me warm. Make me warm. And then this sweater protect me. So if new believer like me, so Barnabas like this sweater. That's mean cover new believer. When Barnabas take part to protect Paul, Barnabas have heart for new believer. Barnabas give care for new believer. Today we are too busy to see new believer around us. Yeah. Too busy. Today we are too many things to do for ourselves. We never think how to protect or how to take care of other people. Some preacher said today is I time. I mean iPhone, iPad, iPod. Everything say I. Everything say me, not you. That's why for this Christmas, I will make new drama for sister not I, but you. Barnabas is a person whose lifestyle is not I, but someone. Someone. When we come to the church, do we have some care for other people? Do we walk in the church and look around us? Maybe he has problem. Maybe he has difficulties, or maybe he has some pain in their heart. If we learn from Barnabas, then we can be a blessing for other people. Then we can be a healer for other people. So, brothers and sisters, when Solomon pots full of people like Barnabas, 6 people will come to the church. Problem people will come to the church. Why? Because they got healed. They got solving in this place or in opposite way. Don't do like this. Healthy people come to Solomon Pots, become sick of Solomon Pots. That's terrible. 3 points, brothers and sisters. If we want our church grow classically, first, we need people like Saul, who proclaim that Jesus is Son of God. You and me need to do it. Second, we need to upgrade our state, not to be a believer, but we need to upgrade as a disciple. Number 3, we need to learn from Barnabas, who have care for other people. After we see these 3 people, then the Bible told us, so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up and going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of Holy Spirit. It continued to increase. The Bible told us it continued to increase. So the increase of this church, because people of this kind, not because of migration, but really classical. I mean, people like Paul, people like disciple, people like Barnabas, make the church become increased. I hope we become part of this kind of people. So when we join to Solomon Pots, we make Solomon Pots become bigger because of classical growth, not migration growth. Let's pray.
As Sarah just leads into time of worship, why don't we just... And I just felt we could pray about that last point, about Barnabas. Let's just ask God to bring faces to our minds, people in our community here in this place that are going through a tough time, for new members to church, new believers. We just had the retreat and many new faces came. Now, how can we be a Barnabas to them? How can we embrace these new guys, you know, not spend time just hanging out with our friends after Sunday service, but really intentionally reach out and look to see who really is standing by themselves, who really is sort of alone in the crowd. And as Barnabas did, encourage them. No, bring them into fellowship, bring them into community. Why don't we just spend a moment doing that and ask God to speak to us, to give us names and faces, and And then to step out in action this weekend and the weeks to come. Let's just do that for a moment before we worship.
Love me through and through.
as you know, as God and Holy Spirit has just maybe impressed people's faces or names on your heart, why don't we just spend the moment before we enter in time of corporate prayer, just praying for them. Just pray that, you know, those guys, whatever they're going through, that through us here in this room or through the body of Christ, who can be indeed an encouragement to them like Barnabas was to Paul. That if they're new to church, you know, that this body of Christ will embrace them and bring them in. Be an outward-looking community, not inwards. That, you know, a moment will be taken, you know, in the busyness of Sunday services and in the business of the week, just to reach out and express love to guys who are new to this city, new to this church. You know, Hong Kong's such a busy and sometimes lonely place. Why don't we just spend a moment praying for that right now before we enter into a time of corporate prayer? Why don't we just turn to our community prayer. Let's continue to lift up those who are going through cancer, and chemo and the transplant. Just really cry out and ask for God's mercy and favor to come down on these families and these people who are sick. We just continue to pray for those who are not only sick but need a word of salvation. That God really brings people into their lives to share the gospel, as Pastor Salamat shared this morning, to really just give them that word of truth, and that not only find physical healing but healing in their souls as well, healing in their souls and their spirit. Let's just cover these guys right now. Let's pray for those who are going through sicknesses and infirmities, for God's healing hand just to come in and bring them relief and peace and full restoration of body. Let's pray for that over our friends right now. So lift up to those guys who are looking for work. Let's declare, you know, Jehovah Jireh over their lives, that God is their provider. And just pray for open access to meetings and interviews and people, and for God's hand just to be in this place with their job search. Let's just lift them up right now. Let's go to our ministry's prayer. Let's just lift up to God the local churches, the city of Hong Kong, all the churches and ministries for YWAM, Sports Service International, Shanti, Masters Beauty, the Red Light District, Face to Face, and Pastor Jimmy, Feed the Hungry, and Amanda, and Christian Solidarity Worldwide, and Anil. Let's just really lift up to God all these ministries here in this city, in this country that we love, it's called Hong Kong. Let's just pray that God's light will shine so bright that people indeed, you know, pray as our loving Father in heaven, that will be drawn to these groups and these ministries, and for the individual callings that they have, whether it's for outreach, whether it's to certain people groups, whether it's certain causes in hunger or the persecuted Christians. Let's just pray that God comes in and really just does something deep in these ministries. Pray for the leaders, that they may be tired, they may be worn out, but that God can come in and restore their fire again. He can give energy, and he can give just strength to those who are weary, it says in Isaiah. He can lift them up on wings like eagles. Let's just really lift up to God these local ministries here and those who are serving the city in such amazing ways. Thank you. Let's also lift up to God our missions committee as they really just seek to hear God's voice, as we heard this weekend. You know, praying is about hearing his voice and doing his work. Let's pray that they just have a keen ear to see the countries that God wants SP to touch outside of Hong Kong. Pray for P. Eugene, and as he leads that ministry, that he really just moves in what God's work is doing, and allows SP to come alongside and partner in that. Let's lift up Jamie and John and Sarah and Chizan and Kiwan as they're part of that committee. And also for Janella as well, who's a representative of the local outreach ministry, that, you know, God speaks to her and peace her in the group of how to, yeah, just be even more of a light in this city. Let's just pray for the missions committee right now. Pray for unity and pray for clarity of God's voice. Let's really also bless our local outreach team and the guys who serve the community centre out in Saing Pun, for Igape, for the Homie Ministry, for SP Lights, the Prison Ministry, Mother's Choice, a new ministry that's coming in to reach out to single mothers here in this place. Let's pray for all the volunteers. Lift up to God Janella. You know, we've got Yvain there, we've got Cora and Eunice and James Char and Angie and Joyce as well, who lead the SP Lights Ministry, and Tim Tang and Catherine Leung on the Prison Ministry. Let's just pray for these guys who are serving. Let's pray that they're able to rest in God and be still, know who He is. But let's just pray for each and every one of these local outreach ministries, that there will be even greater impact in the seasons to come, that we'll see the land of Hong Kong change through the hands of our people here at SP. Pray for the Hong Kong government. Let's just really bless this land that we live in. Let's bless the government to have wise decisions and righteous and godly men and women to lead up to rise up in leadership. Let's pray for the wealth gap. You know, Hong Kong, I think, is still one of the highest wealth gaps in the world. And let's just pray that God uses, you know, members in influence to really, yeah, see how to really just narrow that gap. Even people here in the community of SP, how we can really help to, you know, be part of God's work in that area and really lift up those who are in poverty in this city. Let's pray for revival in this place. We know this place is such a gateway to China, a gateway to many nations around us. Let us really pray that God brings revival, not just in our church here at SP, but in the churches around us, as we prayed before, that every church will rise up, every ministry will rise up, and heed the cry that God's called for this city to be saved. That this place will be a city on a hill, like, you know, that every aspect, whether it's education, whether it's business, whether it's media, whether it's the schools or families or ministries, you know, every aspect of society will be touched by God's love and grace. Let's lift up to God the nation of Hong Kong. Let's pray for the Friday evening activities. Let's pray for IP as they continue to concede and contend and intercede for our church, for Matt who leads that, that he really leads with strength and passion and just with a keen ear for God's voice, for the college group, for Pastor Hyunsoo and all the guys who will be attending tonight. But they really feel the love of Christ, and especially after their first retreat together, that really come together and unity forms in that group. They really move forward from strength to strength for the river as well, and for the time of prayer and worship, I think it's happening next week, for GIC and EG classes that are happening, for discipleship, as Pastor Salamat preached, to come through in each and every one of those groups, that people can really come and become a real follower of Christ, to know his ways, to follow and be discipled by our wonderful leaders here. And also for McCain House Church, as Jimmy and Bo and KJ lead that, as they can come into community tonight, they can share testimonies from the retreat, they can really just be a welcome relief from the business of work this week. Let's lift up to God tonight's activities. Also just pray for Bo. I don't know if she had an appendix removed earlier this week, so let's just cover her as well as we pray for McCain House Church. I think she was in hospital for a night and she's been released. Let's pray for fullness of recovery for her, that even though they have house church at their place tonight, that she'll be able to get rest as well. Thank you. Lord God, we just thank you once more for this morning. We thank you once more for allowing us to come here and just spend time in your word and spend time praying for each other and praying for your body of Christ here in this city of Hong Kong. I just pray, Lord God, that your word sinks in deep, that like Saul and the disciples and Barnabas, you know, you'll call us to preach your word to those around us that don't know you. You call us to seek discipleship, to seek a life that follows you, Lord Jesus, to seek a life that is like you, Lord Jesus. And like Barnabas, to be an encourager of others, to encourage those who are lonely, encourage those who are on the outskirts, encourage those who are new to this faith, encourage those who are going through tough times, Lord God. As you are, to be outward looking, not inward looking, Lord God, as we receive your love, to just share that love with those around us. I pray that word sinks in deep today into our hearts and souls. Bless the guys here as they go to work, as they go to school, Lord God. May they be the light and the salt in the cities and the places that they're going to be in, yeah, in the communities that they touch. I thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray.